The Lord Almighty grant us a peaceful night and a perfect end.
Amen. Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
the Maker of heaven and earth.
Let us confess our sins to God. Almighty God,
our Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you through our own fault, in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. For the sake of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, forgive us all our offenses, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen.
May the Almighty God grant us forgiveness of all our sins, and the grace and comfort of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory
to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We will read Canticle 15, part from page 91 in the Book of Common Prayer. The Song of Mary. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord.
My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Gospel according to Luke. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." The Gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Some 20 years ago, I was a member of a Congregational United Church of Christ Church in Champaign, Illinois. I was involved in this church with the choir, the stewardship committee, and a bell ringing group, and I attended regularly. Having grown up in a church that did not recognize liturgical seasons, and even Christmas as seasons of the church, were still somewhat mysterious but enchanting notions to me. At the time I was around 40, child was then as I am now, So I was an odd but available choice for the role of Elizabeth in a pantomime play the pastor dreamed up for an Advent service. A lovely teenaged woman played the role of Mary, visiting her much older cousin Elizabeth, coming to share the news of her Annunciation visit from the angel, just as I, as Elizabeth, had lumbered down the church aisle in my pseudo-pregnant state. As the pastor read the biblical text describing Mary's visit to Elizabeth, we sat near the altar, locked arms, and shared loving glances, our friendship and kinship growing with our shared expectant states. This state of expectancy, Elizabeth was about 6 months pregnant with John the Baptist when Mary shared the news that she was carrying the baby Jesus. Both women were awaiting not only motherhood, but the chance to mother boys who would change the world. I had led Sunday school classes the young woman playing Mary had attended, and we had shared with several other students her age a day-long trip to Chicago to visit the Shedd Aquarium in Grant Park. It was easy to present the image of a friendship with the young woman, who was just on the verge of entering high school and the many exciting adventures and challenges that would bring. How must it have felt for her to feel as though she could change the world, as perhaps all of us felt when we were in our teenaged years? How must Mary and Elizabeth have felt about their developing pregnancies and the futures their sons would share, despite the differences in their mothers' ages? Elizabeth describes the feeling of her baby jumping for joy when she hears Mary's news. And the story of Mary and Elizabeth's visit is followed by the beautiful words of the Magnificat, which I'll repeat here for us to focus on, even though we read it together earlier. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his humble servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered the promise, his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. What stands out to me from the story of Elizabeth and Mary and from the words of the Magnificat is the emphasis on praising God and how right it is for us to have humility. It is the proud, the mighty, and the rich who are scattered, cast down, and sent away empty here. Surely Elizabeth, with her late-in-life pregnancy, and Mary having been entrusted with carrying the baby Jesus, were remarkable women in themselves. But that is not where their focus lies. They instead concentrate on the favor and great things the Almighty has shared with them, who has blessed them even though they are but humble servants. All of us are but humble servants of God, who certainly has looked with favor on us through the loving gift of his Son, Jesus. God has fulfilled his promises through his great strength and loving kindness. Whether this love has been expressed to us through the blessings of parenthood, or devoted companionship and friendship, or fulfillment through, quote, accomplishments which satisfy and delight us, unquote, from the Book of Common Prayer, the General Thanksgiving, or in any of the myriad of other ways that we experience God's blessings, it is truly right for our spirits to rejoice as we move forward through Advent to the season celebrating Christ's birth. Amen. Amen.
Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
For you have redeemed me, O Lord, O God of truth.
Keep us, O Lord, as the apple of your eye.
Hide us under the shadow of your wings.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Lord, hear our prayer,
and let our cry come to thee.
Let us pray. Be present, O merciful God, and protect us through the hours of this night, so that we who are wearied by the changes and chances of this life may rest in your eternal changelessness through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Keep watch, dear Lord, with those who work or watch or weep this night, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend the sick, Lord Christ. Give rest to the weary. Bless the dying. Soothe the suffering. Pity the afflicted. Shield the joyous. And all for your love's sake.
Amen.
I ask for your intercessions and thanksgivings, either silently or aloud. Repose the Soul with Jimmy Carroll. Guide us waking, O Lord,
and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace.
Lord, you now have set your servant free to go in peace as you have promised. For these eyes of mine have seen the Savior, whom you have prepared for all the world to see, a light to enlighten the nations, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Guide us waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Almighty and Merciful Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless us and keep us.
Amen.